We got Henderson subbing in for Lesher. We're getting a little more height. We got Ethan Gray coming in. Great job by the coach, getting the right personnel on the field. Height and skill comes into play. Shadow Lesher comes off. We lose his speed. We lose his foot skills. However, we bring Thorpe and Shadow off the field. Here it is. We're inside. Inside 15 at corner kick. What's going on? Are you kidding me? The Blue Demons have just scored the goal. The Albion Blue Demons have upset number 8 Iowa Mennonite in Corona on the corner kick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's broadcast. Sub-state final between the Albion Blue Demons coming in with a 10-8 record against the number 9 ranked Solon Spartans up here in Solon. Today I have a different broadcast partner. Instead of Brad Gray, Pastor Brad has to officiate a wedding this afternoon, so he couldn't make it. I have my son Derek Rockwell, leading scorer from last year's state qualifying Blue Demons soccer team with me. Welcome aboard, Derek.
Good to be here.
As we tune in right now, the Blue Demons are defending a corner kick early in this half. Ooh, that was a terrific opportunity for Solon off of that corner kick. Blue Demons did a nice job clearing the ball out of play right out of the opening tap that cleared it out of play over the end line. Nice opportunity from the corner, headed out of bounds, fortunately for the Blue Demons, over top of the crossbar. Solinger takes the goal kick, coming out, plays it into a little bit of a wind here, cutting across the field. Plays it right to midfield. There'll be a foul against Mason Cox called. Mason jockeying for position. Just a little too much body on that one before the ball got there. Another great opportunity by Solon, number 11. Turner Wentzian played that ball forward to the front line. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, Gabe Graber came up and made a nice play on the ball before the front line had an opportunity to take a strike. Derek, it looks like the Solon squad is a ball control team like we may not have seen for a while.
Yeah. They're doing a nice job just playing the ball on the ground to each other and keeping possession, taking outside shots early.
Right now, the Blue Demons are on the defensive. Solinger again with a corner with a goal kick, comes up to Ethan Gray, heads it back into the middle of the field. Number 8, Chase Gross, plays it for Solon. Spartans are keeping spacing nicely. They are doing a wonderful job. There's another shot at the net, 30 yards away. Kind of soft, one hop to Gabe Graber. He clears it out to the midfield stripe with Mason Cox. Cox on the right side. Nice passing game again. They're doing a triangle passing game. They're going to wear this Blue Demon team down if they continue that all day. Number 4, Omar Longu, plays it back to the center of the field. Cleared out by Solinger, McCarty, and now to Crawl. Jordan Crawl with the ball at his feet. We'll have a foul call against Ben Reed on Solon. It'll be a free kick for the Blue Demons inside of the circle at midfield. Mason Cox sets up at the 18-yard mark. Ethan Gray is on the left side, 18. Andy Henderson on the left side, midfield position. Nice play by McCarty at the net. Right to the keeper as Mason Cox crashes at the net to try to make a play. Nice effort by the Blue Demons coming down that time. Mason Cox with the right decision to chase after the ball when they put it up there. Derek, as you know, there's a lot of opportunities that are played off of mishandled balls, so we've got to put the ball at the net and make that keeper play it clean.
Yeah, crashing on every shot opportunity is key, because that's how we got a lot of our goals last year.
Blue Demons with a throw in here. Andy Henderson on the far side of the field, right by the Solon bench. Throws the ball into Cody, towards Cody Wynn. Played out nicely by Austin Dahl at midfield. He steps over the ball, comes back at it, plays one into the far right corner. Cleaned out by Shadow Leshen. No concern at all by that
Ethan Gray.
By that pass. Gray with the ball at midfield, corrals it. Comes back to the center of the field to Mason Cox. He comes after the ball. He's on a break.
Oh, offside.
Got an offside call. Fortunately for Solon, they get Mason Cox. He came back onside to get that ball. Free kick just outside their own penalty mark defensively. Solon brings it up, plays it all the way to the other end of the field to the 18. Solinger plays it to Tanner Kellogg. Kellogg deflects it, plays it forward towards Ethan Gray. Gray gets out. At work towards the ball, Solon clears it out. Again, controlled passing game, goes to midfield. McCarty intercepts the pass. Solon now bringing the ball back. Another offensive attack for Solon, cleared out by Solinger to McCarty on the left side towards midfield stripe. Nice job beaking the defender there. Plays the ball onto the left side. Easily played for Ethan Graham, for the official, the AR on this side of the field. Derek, he saw an offside call that I didn't see that time, but maybe he got a quicker glance than I did at the strike of the ball. Ethan was definitely out in front as the ball was rolling, but I thought he started clean.
Yeah, it's a tough angle from here, but just got to go with it.
Definitely have to take the calls that are on the field. No need to sit and argue and complain about it. Let the game play out how it may. Another ball played into the box by Solon. His number filled out. Number four, Omar Longu, was giving that chase. Graver comes to the play, comes to the rescue, grabs it, and plays it out towards Anthony Tuttle. Knocked out of play by Solon. Tanner Kellogg with the throw-in, throws it to Tuttle. Tuttle plays it back towards Kellogg, doesn't get there. Stolen away by Solon. Cody McCarty gives chase, deflected by Solon away from McCarty. Now it goes to the other side of the field. They're playing from left to right this time. Back to the next layer. Comes forward again by Solon. Jordan Crawl gives chase. Now Mason Cox. That ball's played up harmlessly towards the front line. Cody Wynn heads it out. In at the midfield stripe. Solon with possession. Nice short passing game. Plays it out to the wing. Cox and Crawl give chase. To Solinger on the back defensive line by the Blue Demons. Over to Tuttle. Tuttle plays it back into the center. Intercepted by Solon.
Nice.
There's a play. That's a bad offside call. It's a terrific pass from Nick Brown, the junior, playing that midfield position. It looks like at that point he played one into the middle of the box as one of their offensive players, the striker number 7, I believe, Austin Dahl, had a terrific lane towards the net. Fortunately for the Demons, he was trapped offsides. Ball goes across midfield. Solon has possession. Andy Henderson defending. Nice job standing his ground, not getting too carried away, committing too soon. Deflected over to Shadow Leshy, who plays it up towards Mason Cox. Doesn't quite get there, but Cox is relentless in his pursuit, comes after it. Defending against James Shellman. Ball is played back to Andrew West. Solon plays it over to the right side of the field. Now the right in front of, directly in front of their bench, plays it up to the midfielder. Deflected by McCarty. Now we're going to have to fight to get it back. Absolutely nice.
Good play by Cody McCarty.
Cody McCarty with a great play, and Mason Cox takes a half a step forward again just as the play is coming, and he gets called for another offside call. That was another great opportunity as McCarty was serving that ball up to the front line, and Mason Cox unfortunately just was guilty of stepping over that line a little too quick. Derek, as you know, though, as we preach for years and years and years, the game is won by pressing that offside line on the front end. If you don't get called for offsides a few times during the game, your front line's not working hard enough to get position for you.
Yeah, if you're pushing that line, it's a good chance to get a couple breakaways and a good shot for a goal.
As we're having that discussion about offsides, there's a play down on the other end. A nice shot by Solon, played by Gabe Grabert. Goes up right at the crossbar, makes a play on the ball, brings it down and clears it out. Headed forward by Nick Brown. Shadow Leshen now plays it back up one more layer to Andy Henderson. Henderson has it taken away by the Solon defender. Ben Reed takes it. Now McCarty gives chase to Ethan Gray. Gray's got Cox on the right side. He plays him, unfortunately, a missed touch by the Blue Demons as that ball was played nicely. Nice stop by Anthony Tuttle with the stiff back step to get that ball before it goes through the next layer. Again, Tuttle deflects another pass. Then they play another one out to Mason Cox. Cox is in the far right-hand corner, defended wonderfully by Andrew West, a freshman for Solon. There should be a foul call on Anthony Tuttle as he comes in with no regard to the ball, and he runs right over top of the Solon offensive player. Ball comes forward. Great play by Shadow Leshen. That wins the challenge, goes up over top of the Solon offensive player, heads it back to the midfield stripe. Jordan Crawl steps in front of the midfield stripe there, steals the ball. Now he's got two on him, and that should be a call, and is.
Oh, he's playing really hard to win the ball right now. I like what I'm seeing out there.
The Blue Demons are definitely working hard. They're physical today, not dirty, but definitely coming in working hard. They know this is the game. This is a do-or-die game for us against the defending state runner-up, Solon Spartans. Free kick for McCarty, plays it into the box, cleared out wonderfully by James Shellman, the senior leader for Solon. TK, now Tanner Kellogg with the throw-in, just in front of the Albia fans. Good showing of fans again today, as you expect from Albia. Everywhere we go, we travel well. Nice play by Mason Cox, comes from behind. Unfortunately, on the deflection, it goes right to another Solon offensive player. Ball's played to the center. Now number one, Ben Reed with the shot high and wide. No threat on that one as well. They're putting the ball on the net an awful lot. Hopefully the Blue Demons can fix this midfield situation. We can control it a little bit more.
Yeah, keeping the ball on the ground right now is going to be key because the wind's having a factor.
Handed out by Chase Gross for Solon. Played to Nick Brown. Tanner Kellogg intercepts that pass, plays it up. Aaron pass on the Blue Demons part again. Ball control is going to have to get better if we're going to win this game. As we have a tendency to do, we get stronger in the second half, but we need strong physical play here and good ball control against this team. This team is one that is going to pass us to death if we're not careful. We're going to have to take some of that time with the ball away from their feet.
The chasing those passes is just going to kill us in the second half, though, because it's just going to tire us out, and we're not going to be able to keep chasing for the whole game.
That's exactly right. The Blue Demons cleared that one over the goal line. It'll be a corner kick for Solon. Let's see how the Demons mark up. We've got Shadow Leshen guarding Austin Dahl, number 7, in the box. We've got
an opportunity. Oh, and that ball goes untouched into the net. That was not intended to be that type of a play. However, the corner kick from Solon bounces on the ground and goes into the backside of the net. At 29 minutes left in the first half, Solon leads 1-0. We'll be back after these timeouts. Here we are back at Solon where the Blue Demons trail with 28 minutes left in the first half to number 9 ranked Solon. I've got Derek Rockwell as my broadcast partner today. Brad Gray, if you're out there listening, give us a little bit of a prayer. Get one back for the Blue Demons here to bring us back to tie this score. So far, it's been a game controlled by Solon in the offensive third of their field. The Blue Demons have got to find a way to control that midfield and get things coming back their direction. We've got a throw in now. Cody McCarty set the throw in. He's looking for Crawl in the middle of the field, it appears to me. And then changes direction, goes to Ethan Gray. Gray fights hard to get the ball won in the offensive end. Nice cross by Gray. Unfortunately, the offensive player on the right side for the Blue Demons got sucked too far in for that pass. Gray went long. The offensive player cut short. Tanner Kellogg kick takes one back from midfield all the way into the box. Corralled by the Solon keeper. Solon keeper punts one nice. He's got a nice leg reminiscent of when Jordan Crawl was in the net for the Blue Demons. He put one all the way down. He sent it about 75% across the field. Got a foul against Solon called. It'd be a free kick for the Blue Demons. Just about halfway between the midfield stripe and the penalty box on our defensive end. Cody Wynn set to take it. Cox, Gray, Crawl, and Tuttle up front. The pass goes towards Gray. Unfortunately, he misses the touch and bounces over top of his foot. There's one. That's going to be a foot race to the ball. Tyler Solinger's got to come back. Does a nice job flicking it off to the left side of the field right before Austin Dahl gets his foot on it. Throw in for Solon. This is what the Blue Demons have to correct now. We've got an opportunity again. Short field for Solon. Got to take advantage of it offensively if you're on their side. Defensively, Solinger clears it back out of the box. Boom grabber sizing things up from the net, trying to look to see where this next throw is coming. They pass it back to James Shellman. Shellman goes towards the center of the field, plays it into the middle, looking for Ben Reed. Reed heads it, nice header backwards to number 20, Jarrett Paulson. Paulson then flicks one over the net. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, another opportunity goes without any
Any results for Sullivan? Still 1-0, 25 and a half left here in the first half. Blue Demons are going to have to take their time, figure out how to do a ball control game and keep the ball away from the feet of this very disciplined, very skilled Sullivan soccer team. Cody Wynn sets to bring the goal kick out. Plays it out towards Tuttle. Another pass. That's one that the Blue Demons are going to wish they had back because it's an opportunity. They've got to control that pass. We've got to get this game under control to where we are really in control rather than just kicking balls to kick again. Goal kick, or punt by Gabe Grammer comes out across the midfield stripe. It comes right back to Solis. Chase Gross plays it out to Omar Longu. Plays it back to Gross. Gross plays it back across the field, changes field nicely, takes it from left to right, completely across the field. Number 13, Andrew Barran. Stolen away by Gray nicely. He's going to break on the left side. Then a second stolen defender comes in, cuts the ball off, takes it out of bounds. Throw in for the Blue Demons. We've got a substitution brought to you by Dewey Motor Company today. Bobby Belzer checks in. Replaces Andy Henderson. That pulls Shadow Leshen up to the midfield. We're getting a little more speed up front. Mason Cox now with the ball just on top of the circle at the 18-yard mark. We collide knees. Cox goes down with the collision on the knees. We're going to need him to get up. We don't want to play one man down. Kellogg plays the ball forward. Now we should have a stoppage of play. That we do. With that stoppage of play for this injury timeout with 24 minutes, 7 seconds left in the first half, we're going to send it back to Scott Fry in the studio. We'll come back and see how Mason Cox is faring on the field. KIIC Thunder Country 96.7 is broadcasting today's sub-state final matchup between the Solon Spartans and the Albion Blue Demons. 24:07 left here in the first half. Solon had a nice, well-executed corner kick that resulted in my mistake earlier thinking it was an errant ball into the net. It was headed into the net nicely by Solon. I was shielded by an offensive player. Couldn't see where it came from. Here we are. Mason Cox walks off the field under his own power after colliding with knees. I mean, it looked like a pretty good collision to Mason. We're going to need to get that young man, just a sophomore. We need him back out on the field, though. He's a good offensive threat for the Blue Demons. Derek, what's the key right now? The Blue Demons have got to get what's happening to make this thing go our way.
They just got to get wide because of that crossover. That was a good chance for us. And just spacing and passing on the ground, it's what's going to help us win this game.
As we talk about that, we have Jordan Krull sends one wide right for the young freshman, Colton Dorpinghouse, out on the right wing. Dorpinghouse just got beat to the ball by the Solon defender. Very disciplined. Very, very disciplined defense by Solon here. Every pass is well contested. Another ball. Nice job, though, by the Blue Demons. We're switching the field a little bit more. We're changing the direction. We're making the Solon defenders guess where that ball is coming. Straight-ahead soccer doesn't win many soccer matches anymore.
No, it doesn't. You got to get the ball coming across the middle in the air. Get ahead on it. Like
McCarty has a great angle, and there's a pass up to just out of the reach of Colton Dorpinghouse. The goalie came out of that. The ball went past. If we had another half step on, half a stride on Colton Dorbinghouse, we had to look at an easy goal there. Unfortunately for the Blue Demons, it doesn't go. But it shows signs that we're making changes to this game. Here comes a goal kick coming out for Solon. Very impressed with the Solon defense. Solon midfield play has been unbelievable so far. They controlled most balls in the midfield. Cody McCarty, Jordan Crawl, and company are going to have to start taking this thing to another level to win this. Here comes Jordan challenging. Wisely steps away from the challenge. He had no chance of winning that ball. Controlled by Solon. Now they're on the offensive half of the field for them. Ball's played forward. There's going to be a foot race. Solinger taps it out nicely to Shadow Leshen. Shadow plays it to Cody Wynn. Wynn plays towards Gray, but it's taken away again at the midfield stripe by Solon. We've got to start winning that midfield stripe.
Nice challenge by Gray.
Ethan Gray did a great job there to deflect that one away from him. Here comes a foot race. Let's see if Dorbinghouse or Crawl can get there. Not quite. The keeper slides down nicely right in front of Jordan Crawl. Jordan got shielded right at the last second, so he had to slow down before he could get that ball. Again, experience of how to play defensively for Solon paid off there. Cody McCarty with the possession at midfield. Won away by Solon. Now played nicely up to the right wing. Austin Dahl plays it over into the corner even further. He's taking Solinger with him. Solinger's playing great defense out front. Now it's headed towards the net. Just wide left. Solon's shot. Nice shot off of a bounce. It was a great kick by Solon. Wide left. Grabber had everything covered. He had to go just farther left than what he wanted to. No way he could get that one to squeeze in. Going to be a goal kick, not deflected by Garrett Grabber. Goal kick coming out. Solinger will take it. Customary position here. Grabber places it. Solinger kicks it. All the way across midfield to Dorbinghouse. Dorbinghouse back to Tuttle. Tuttle plays it forward. Nice job. Two Crawl in the middle of the field. Great effort by Jordan Crawl. Wins that ball back. Then we get another lost possession. Great play there by Colton Dorbinghouse, climbing the back of a Solon defender to get ahead on it. Nice play by Tuttle. Tuttle to Dorbinghouse. Didn't quite come get the ball yet. Still trying to feel the speed of this game right now for the young freshman. Handed out of play by Crawl. Here comes Solon with a throw-in. Throw goes high and not quite the way he wanted it. He wanted to take Solon wanted that ball to go deep. Oh, there's a mishandle by the Blue Demons. Leaves it to the feet of Austin Dahl. Leaves it into a shot opportunity, and he goes wide and high. Another shot on goal. A shot at goal, I should say. That one was not a shot on goal. It's just recorded in the stat book as a shot.
We're going to have to start stepping out on those outside shots now because it's going to be trouble for us if we don't step out, but it's going to lead to trouble for us if we do step out because it's going to open up some lanes for them to come inside on us.
Derek, you and I had some great conversation that nice long 2-hour and 15-minute ride up here. We had a great time to talk about game strategies and such. And playing that ball different directions is one of those things we talked about. Take shots long, take shots short, make that defense try to figure out where it's coming from every trip. Here's Cody McCarty with the ball in the back in the midfield. Brings it back forward. That made sense to people in the audience. I'd be shocked if we're going back forward. Derek, this is one of those things that they'll probably make a sound bite out of one day on me. Okay, that was a call against the Blue Demons. Going to have a free kick. We had a little bit too much contact there. Going to go forward this time for Solon. Not just about halfway between the box and the midfield stripe. Played up nicely. They do a great job with the free kicks. Now we get an offside call. I see the AR on the other side of the field raising the flag. They do a great job setting up free kicks and giving themselves lanes to run. Our defenders are not marking them, so they're just extending the field a little bit more on us.
And the accuracy of the free kicks, they're dropping in right over our defender's heads, and that's just perfect for them.
It's absolutely a great game plan if you are Solon, because it's going to pay dividends eventually. There's going to be a breakdown somewhere. So far, the Blue Demons have covered them. There's one cleared out of bounds by the Blue Demons. It was a pass attempt to the right side, from center of the field to the right side for Dorbinghouse. Unfortunately, it was a little too strong. Goes out of play. Be a throw-in this time for Solon. We've got 18:40 left in the first half. Blue Demons trail 1-0. Not an unfamiliar position for this team. We've been down. We've come back in an awful lot of games so far this season. Nice chase on that one to get ahead on it for Solon. Cody Wynn plays the ball, taken back. Nice decision to let that ball roll out of play so he can set up the field a little bit for Solon. Nice throw. Tanner Kellogg challenges. Cody Wynn changes the game completely with the direction. He's right into the box. He shoots. It's wide right. Just about a foot wide. He was 1 versus 3 in the keeper. still got that shot on, and it just went a little bit wide. And it was deflected, and we get a corner kick. Here we go, Mr. Dramatic Cody McCarty, the guy who dropped one straight in from the corner kick in the game at double OT against Williamsburg. Let's see what we do here. Are we going to go deep? Are we going to go short towards the net? He's got a little bit of a breeze coming against that ball. The breeze is kind of cutting diagonally across the field, it feels like.
Hopefully they're going to look for Jordan Crawl to get that big head of his on that ball. Trying to knock one in.
Tallest guy on the field. Let's see if he gets a little bit of action here. Headed off of Dorping House to Solinger. Oh, there was an opportunity. Solinger had a ball just spin away from him as he was trying to run a chest through it to get it close.
Now he's got to recover quick. They're on the break. They got one going wide.
That's the unfortunate part of corner kicks. If they clear it out before you get a chance to set up your midfield, they get a run at the other end of the field.
Transitioning from offense on a corner kick to defense on the break for them is one of the toughest things to do in soccer.
That it is. You got to have instinct and speed. You don't want to commit too soon to turn it back into a defensive posture.
Beautiful cross. That's a great cross, and that's going to be a
foul. That's a push against Solon in the box. Tuttle. I'm sorry, that's Skyler Bettis. We missed a Dewey Motor Company substitution at some point in time there. Skyler Bettis checked into the game, and he got pushed down from behind. So we get the foul in the box, on the defensive box. Played back out. Solon brings it right back towards our net. It's going to be a corner kick for Solon here with 16:30 left in the first half. Solon leads 1-0 right now. 1-0 is the score. Blue Demons are playing solid, playing aggressive. We just got to have a little bit better ball control, a little more offensive presence in this game to make Solon think twice about how they can set up at the midfield.
We've got a man up on this corner kick, too. We can't allow another one to sneak in here.
Let's see where we go here with the substitution for Solon. They're bringing a little bit of foot skill in. This guy to sneak around. They didn't bring in height. They brought in what would appear to me to be skill.
Stepping right in front of the goalie, too.
Keeper, and he's flagging the goalie. Goal kick. Got about halfway to the net before it crossed the line to go out of play.
Everyone has one of those once in a while.
Yeah, you can't put them all in play perfectly. That's for doggone sure. Here we go. Tyler Solinger going to take the kick as a goal kick. See whether they set up. Crawl. It's towards Crawl midfield over his head. That one was a typical Tyler Solinger kick past midfield. The Blue Demons are going to have to pull it back the other way. There it is. McCarty with a great challenge. Unfortunately, it's cleared out by Solon. Now it's played by Cody Wynn forward. Nobody there. Dorping House is giving chase.
You have to bring the ball to the ground if we're going to work all the way up the field on these guys, because these long balls with this wind isn't going to cut it right now.
That's exactly right. The wind is picking up just a little bit, blowing into our face here in the press box. Ball's played across by Solon. Skyler Bettis gives chase. Now he's challenging against Jared Paulson. Plays the ball. Unfortunately for Solon, they played that ball off of the referee and gave it to the Blue Demons. And Ethan Gray has it taken away from him on the other side of the midfield stripe. Played all the way about three-quarters of the field length by Solon into the keeper's hands. Now we're back at midfield again. Graver played it out. Ben Reed with the ball for Solon. Gray at midfield now. Now we've got a foul call against Solon.
Just extending the arms a little too much on that play.
Yeah, a little too much push. Referees will let you get away with a lot of contact as long as you don't extend those arms and you don't blatantly kick after the ball is clearly gone. Usually the referee doesn't want to blow that whistle unless he has to. Here's McCarty just beyond the midfield stripe. Plays it towards Crawl. Doesn't quite get to him. Played back by the Spartans. There should be a handball, and is, and I might be thankful they called that handball, because that ball deflected off of the hand, clear back away from Belzer, and there was a foot race to the ball between Belzer and the Solon player. Nice challenge by Bobby Belzer.
That was a good little shot if he didn't get a piece of that.
Excellent, excellent shot opportunity. We've got a foul call against McCarty. Now the Blue Demons are getting beat to the ball, so we're a half a step slow. So it's not a retaliation type of situation. It's just our reaction towards the ball is carrying us through, and we're getting a few more foul calls. Free kick into the box, headed out beautifully by Cody Wynn. Jordan Crawl with a missed kick just outside of the box. We can't have those. Those have got to go away. Nice setup from left to right by Solon. Leads to a shot on goal. Gabe Graver makes the save, comes out, kicks it back out to midfield. 13:15 left here in the first half. Blue Demons trail 1-0 to Solon off of a corner kick. Beautifully executed corner kick. Played down the right side by Solon. Into the right corner. He's coming back towards the box, but McCarty plays it beautifully and brings it right back out to Ethan Gray. Gray's got a little bit of a challenge in midfield. Now they soften the challenge. Pitch Gordon Crawl. Crawl flicks forward for Dorpinghaus. Dorpinghaus is chasing against the goalie, and the goalie shields him and lets the ball roll across the goal line. 12:48 left here in the first half. We're going to send it back to Scott of the studio. We're going to sneak in a few more timeouts. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Solon, where Steve Rockwell here, along with my son and broadcast partner for the day, Derek Rockwell. Blue Demons trail 1-0 with 11.5 left here in the first half. When we went to break, we had another Dewey Motor Company substitution.
Mason Cox came back in the game. That's good to see.
Absolutely. He banged his knee up against the Solon defender earlier in the contest. He's back out there. They put him on the left side of the field. Maybe he doesn't want to go against that same guy one more time. Maybe he's still seeing visions in his... in his head of that collision. We're back on the offensive end of the field for Solon. Challenged nicely by DK. They have a nice drop pass back to the midfield to the second layer. Intercepted by Colton Dorpinghaus. Dorpinghaus came up, made a nice decision to pull back from his striker position, come back and help that midfield out and stole a pass. Unfortunately, it goes out of play. It'll be a Solon throw-in. Waiting for the substitution. We're ticking down under 11 minutes here in the first half. Nice throw back to the defense line. The defender size things up and plays it up to the front line. A little too aggressive on the touch by Tyler Solinger off of his chest. Plays it back to the feet of Solon. It's a good position by Tyler. Just didn't quite get the execution on the touch off his chest that he wanted. There's a shot from a good 25 yards out. One hop to Gravert. He handles it easily. Brings it right back out. Gravert punts it right to the midfield stripe for Jordan Crawl, who feared having a guy come over his back, so he ducked so that we didn't have a major collision on our hands. Nice play by Tuttle. Comes and gets it, holds it over to Dorpinghaus. Dorpinghaus on the right wing, taking it into the corner. Solon steps it over the line. It'll be a throw-in for... It's off of Dorpinghaus. It'll be a throw-in for Solon. Solon throws it to the other end of the field. Tanner Kellogg puts it right back to the guy who threw it down to him. Little game of cat and mouse there with those two. Nice behind-the-back pass to himself. Plays it. Kellogg comes in, flying through the air, heads it directly to Dorpinghaus, to Tuttle, to Crawl. Crawl plays it into the right corner. Just the defensive sweeper and back line for Solon is reading every one of our passes, every one of our through balls, and every one of our crosses, Derek, and they've got great reaction to it. So every time it gets through, if it's a little long, they're shielding so that we can't get have an attack at that ball.
And their defense is really fast, so they've got a step or two on probably every one of our forwards out there, so it's going to be tough to get... to get a successful breakaway at this point.
It's a very, very good team we're playing here today. These guys are, my humble opinion, and I'm far no expert from sizing up talent, or else I'd be coaching in the big leagues somewhere. But these guys rank right at the top of the list of guys we played this year.
Yeah.
Sure. Skill as well as athletic ability. They've got the whole package. Here we're playing back at the midfield stripe. Solon comes across the midfield now. They attack it. It's a great pass forward and one step long for their offensive player, so he couldn't get a touch on it, so it goes harmlessly back to Gravert. Gravert throws it back towards midfield, headed by Solon. Dorpinghaus gives chase. Now if he stays his position, that was a good job challenging on the second half of that challenge. First half, he let him have a little too much space so he could think about how to touch that ball while it was bouncing in the air. Here we go with Tanner Kellogg. Retreats back. Ball's right towards us. A little high. I was looking to test my hand, see if I could catch that soccer ball the same way we used to be able to catch it when I was coaching. You guys had put a lot of mapping. I think they were intentional.
Not for me, anyway.
All right. Well, you had punishment waiting at home. If you did, that was it. Not just laps. Here we go. We're back at the soccer match. We're at 8 minutes left in the first half. It's Solon 1, Albion 0. So another Blue Demon substitution brought to you by Dewey Motor Company today. I'm sorry, having trouble speaking as I'm trying to say Ethan Gray checks into the game.
Nice slide tackle by TK.
Slide tackle for TK, and Solon thought they had a foul call, but it was completely a clean play as TK came through with the only ball as he got the player way after the fact, and it was as the player's coming back down. So it's just a throw in, not a foul, not a free kick. Tuttle with a nice play, challenging in between two defenders for Solon. Gray gives chase. Ethan's going to have to figure out how to cut that passing lane here real quick because he's going to wear it out if he keeps chasing that ball as vigorously as he is. Tanner Kellogg back to the midfield stripe. Gray does a nice stripe coming to make him pass. Solon now plays the ball back up to the midfield. McCarty steps into the passing lane beautifully, plays it to Crawl. Crawl with a long pass, way long, for Mason Cox, goes right into the hands of the keeper. Under seven now to play here in the first half. Solon's keeper plays it across the field to the left side, and it's headed wonderfully, unbelievably headed into the box, challenged by Solinger, challenged by Gabe Brabert. And out of all of that flurry of activity, we come up with a goal kick for the Blue Demons.
No one ever really came possession on that play. It was just a scramble for the ball.
It was unbelievable how that header situation created by number 20, Jarrett Paulson, for Solon created a terrific scoring opportunity. And here's another one, that play headed backwards by the Blue Demons, not on purpose. Played towards Gabe Gravert, and Gravert pulls it out of the traffic. Got a high kick call, got a dangerous play called against Solon. I don't like the name of that foul. The technical name of it is dangerous play, and it's really just the foot is there. It wasn't because the player's being reckless. It's the player's trying to make a play, and the goalie came from nowhere coming in and created the opportunity for that foot to be too high. Another header by Solon comes back half the net. Gabe Gravert plays it off of a bounce one more time. Gravert's getting his work today. No doubt about it. 5:40 left here in the first half. Blue Demons trail 1-0 to the ninth-ranked Spartans from Solon. Solon, a very experienced soccer team, very skilled. Crawl with the ball in the middle of the field, plays it to the left side to Ethan Gray. Unfortunately, on the second touch, when the touch came from the defender for Solon, it reset the play, leading Ethan Gray to be called for offside. That was a bad break for the Blue Demons because that ball deflected out of the scramble of people into Gray's feet, which was, he was all alone with the keeper if he could have got it. Unfortunately for us, it's an offsides call on the second touch.
Mason Cox was the one making the play on the ball there at the end, by the way.
I'm sorry. Mason and Ethan.
Same thing.
Well, one's junior, one's sophomore. Ethan Gray holds a distinction. There's no question about it. Last year, Jason Summers and I confused him with either Derek Rockwell, Brady Anderson, or any number of other players more than any player on the field. That is for sure. Nice play by the Blue Demons, pulls it out. Cody McCarty brings it out to the midfield stripe. Again, a long ball into that wind. That wind is cutting kind of diagonally across the field, and the Demons are trying to go across it to get the ball into the far right corner. It's just not working well right now. It's hard to control that ball in the air to that next layer. There's a nice play by Ethan Gray. He gets a call. He gets a foul call for it. No, are they bringing it back? No, they are not. There's a play by Tanner Kellogg. Ethan Gray challenges, heads it out of play. It'll be a throw-in for Solon. 4 minutes, 15 seconds left here in the first half. 1-0, still the Stally, off of that one lone corner kick that Solon got and put in the back of the net. Substitution here for Solon. Nick Brown, a junior, checks back into the game for Solon. Here's the throw. Thrown in beautifully, right to Omar Longu. Played over to the middle of the field now. They do a great job setting up that pass to the next layer. There's the ball deflected back to the keeper. Played nicely by Gabe Gravert. Gabe's taking his time, sizing up the positioning of his teammate, seeing where he wants to go with it. He plays it wonderfully up to Mason Cox. Cox plays it back to the middle of the field to Ethan Gray. Gray takes a shot, and that's what we're looking for, folks. That was a great-looking shot, but it's wide right. We've lulled them into that sense of security that we're going to take another dribble every time. Every time we're trying to get deeper into the box. Ethan Gray turned and took a nice shot with that left foot, cracked it towards the net. Unfortunately, it sneaks just wide right. Had a little too much slice on that ball. Goal kick brings it out for Solon. Solon plays it from one layer to the next. Nice soft touch, nice passing game from Solon. Played out to the white right wing. It's out of play. It'll be over the touch line. That brings it into a throw-in for the Blue Team. It's 2 minutes, 45 seconds left here in the first half. Kellogg throws it in, makes its way just past the outreach foot of Crawl into Solon's possession. Shadow Leshen slips on the turf. Belzer covers for him, taps it up. There's another possession gained by Solon off of the mistouch by the Blue Demons. Played in nicely. Cody Wynn did a great job stepping in front of the offensive player to steal that header opportunity. Backward passing for Solon. Brings the ball back to the front line again. Belzer plays that ball up to Mason Cox. Cox with one touch. Stolen away by Solon defensively. Shadow Leshen flicks his left leg up in the air. Gets the deflection. Gives the opportunity for the Blue Demons. Here comes Solon with the ball again now. Leshen with a great challenge. Double team on that ball going through. Crawl and Leshen with a great job cutting that ball off. That ball's played long to the other end of the field. Bobby Belzer's letting it roll, going to let it go across the touchline. Finally, a throw-in just about at the goal line. Belzer throws it in, taken away by Solon. Cody McCarty now takes it back out of play. We'll have a throw-in for Solon. A minute and a half left here in the first half. Blue Demons trail 1-0 to a very disciplined, very skilled soccer team from Solon. There's an opportunity where they played the ball into the... Had to take a deep breath there. They played the ball into the box. Another header opportunity for Solon. That ball sails just a couple of inches over top of the crossbars. Great header by Solon. Tries to get that ball into the net, but it's high. Goal kick coming out for the Demons. Ball dies in the wind up there. Solinger's ball usually clears midfield easily, and that ball landed about 15 yards shy. Cody Wynn clears it out. We just now clicked off under a minute. It's a goal in the first half of the Blue Demons. Playing a lot of defensive soccer here in the first half. There's a swing and a miss on the kick by Solon, and boy, he hit the ground hard. He went up to put a lot of leg into that kick, and just a little bit of a brush by the defensive player from the Blue Demons put him on the ground hard. No foul call. We got the ball in midfield for the Demons. Crawl with a soft touch, puts it forward, stolen away by Solon. Solon with the ball at the midfield stripe. 4-on-1 here in the midfield. Now we've got Solon trying to make a break. Bobby Pelzer's got to be careful where he positions himself offensively because number 7, Austin Dahl, is really just marking him up for that last line of defenders so that he can stand there and be on sides, and no other defender for the Blue Demons is paying attention to him floating behind him. 10 seconds and under now. 8 seconds to go here in the first half. Leshen with the ball at midfield. Plays it up. Nobody there for the Demons. Ball's played back. Leshen gives chase. Working awfully hard. First half comes to a close. With the Blue Demons trailing, Derek, 1-0 to Solon here at the end of one half of play. It was a half a play that the Blue Demons really didn't execute well offensively. Defensively, played well. One breakdown. We're going to send it back to Scott Fry. We're going to take a break here, get some words in from our valuable sponsors, and we'll be right back to sum up the first half here from Solon. Once again, 96.7 Thunder Country, KIIC. Come on back near the end of game. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Solon, where Steve Rockwell here, along with my son, Derek Rockwell, broadcasting the game. Derek, how you feeling after half of your first broadcast ever on the radio?
Well, I haven't said much.
I won't say what's on my mind. Okay, here we go. We got something up the first half here. It's 1-0, Solon is leading. It's a game that probably possession-wise, 65-70% of the game's been controlled by Solon. That would be my guess. You know, how, when you were playing, I know we had issues where ball control teams kind of gave us fits, but we had made adjustments. How do we do that to get ourselves back in that game and start winning the momentum back?
You just got to get a couple breaks. You just need to have possession of the ball for a little while, pass it around, get a couple shots on the goal, just build some confidence, and good things will happen.
You know, standing in position defensively is a tough thing. When they start making you pass the ball, roll the ball around on the grass, and a windy day like today, it's not as windy as it was the other night at Kelowna, but it's still a breezy day. It impacts the game when you play the ball in the air, like the Blue Demons have been in the first half.
Yep.
When you play the ball on the ground, it changes the game. You have a better chance of possession. So the Blue Demons, in my opinion, we need to start playing the ball down on the ground a little bit more. We've got the wind a little bit. It feels as though the wind is cutting diagonally across the field, so it might give us a little bit of an advantage to the second half here, to where we get the wind at our back a little bit. So it'll change how the goal kicks are happening, change position in the field a little bit. I think we should be all right. We come back a little bit. You know, I know you've been through this before. The feeling of playing in a sub-state final game, unbelievable, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The emotion that goes through your body?
Yeah, especially when we went down last year, 1-0 to West Central Valley in the first half, and I wasn't on the field. There's nothing has ever felt better than scoring that tying goal. So if they can get one in, I'm sure that'll bring the team up and give them a second win for the rest of the second half so they can get one in.
Absolutely. You get that one opportunity to put the ball in the net, and we're going to get one more opportunity at this here in the second half. I'm going to set it back to Scott Pry in the studio, get some more words in. We got about a minute 35 left before the second half kicks off. Come on back to Thunder Country KIAC's broadcast of Blue Demon Soccer here in the sub-state final from Solon. Welcome back to today's broadcast, the sub-state final soccer match. Blue Demons at the half, trail 1-0 to Solon. Taking possession to start the second half, immediately turn it back over with less than 5 seconds in. Solon's midfield has been very, very tough today, Derek. It's been tough to get that ball through that midfield line. Solon plays one down the right sideline. Again, that nice, disciplined, crisp passing game. There they play one into the air. It's to Austin Dahl, their leading scorer. Into the right corner. Nice foot skills, gets the ball, challenges. That's a good Blue Demon defense with a great cross back into the center of the field. Cody Wynn does a nice job off of that deflection to challenge the offensive player for Solon, and the ball lets the ball go out of play. Wynn with a great throw to Ethan Gray. Gray taps it backwards across the field, plays it upfield towards Mason Cox. We're going to have to get that ball down, and we're going to have to make sure that Mason is making a break and gets a clear lane to where he can receive the ball. We're going into traffic with our passes a lot. There's a Cody McCarty with a little bit of a forearm push in the back, just outside the box, fortunately. It's going to be about, that's going to be right at 23 yards away from the net with a free kick.
The key to this one is just to stop the shot, because this is prime territory to rip shot, especially for this team, because they'd like to take those outside shots.
Ravert's doing a great job directing traffic a little bit out here. Blue team has set up a three-man wall with McCarty, Wynn, and Solinger, the three tough guys on the team. Sets a wall in front of the ball, 10 yards off is the rule. Then everybody else is marking up. Shadow Leshen lost his guy. Loose ball. Ravert has it lost in front of him. Deflected around, shot by Solon, cleared out nicely by the Blue Demons finally. Anthony Tuttle finally gets his hands or feet on it to clear that one out of play. Looks like that wasn't cleared by Tuttle. That was cleared by a Solon player. Call the foul back here. Okay, got the foul on the backside. Solinger now with the kick. And that was a scramble in front of the net that looked like, after Gravert had a little bit of a mishandle on the ball, looked like a perfect scoring opportunity for Solon, but the Blue Demons dodge a bullet again. Nice hook on that pass by Ethan Gray, sends it to Crawl. Crawl puts it into the right corner for Mason Cox. Taken away by Solon at the midfield stripe. Tuttle gives challenge. Gray now comes over. Nice layer-to-layer passing. Now they switch fields, go from the left to their right on this side. Coming down the right sideline now. Plays the ball into the center of the field, chested by Solinger. Solinger challenged by Solon. No ball goes uncontested here. Beautiful stab steal by Ethan Gray. Gray plays one to the right side for Mason Cox. Cox is going to have to give chase. That Solon defense is fast. They are very quick reacting to the ball. Bringing the ball back the other direction now by Solon. Solon comes in. Solinger's looking to make the stop. Cody Wynn also comes up looking for a two-man wall. Playing back to the middle of the field is Solon. Tuttle clears the ball upfield. We're going the other direction. Gray is going to have to work hard now, run the Solon defender. Makes him play it out of play. Be a throw in for the Blue Demons here right in front of us. Andy Henderson with the throw to McCarty with a man coming to challenge. Of course there's a man coming to challenge. Solon never lets any ball go uncontested. Nice deflection by McCarty. Puts it to Wynn. Nice play up into the box. Gray can't get there, unfortunately. It's just a little long. Had an offsides call to go along with it. Looks as though Mason Cox or Ethan Gray, one of the two, were called for offsides. That's about four offsides calls that I can recall now, Derek, that we're challenged in the line, but we've got to make sure we don't disrupt the challenge by being offsides. Stay at that line.
It's all about the timing. It comes with playing a lot.
There's a nice steal by Jordan Crawl. We've got another opportunity here. Crawl plays it forward. It's just beyond Ethan Gray. We're gonna have to get better positioning offensively, because that Solon defense is very, very fast. We just can't get to the ball before Solon shuts off that passing lane. Ball's cleared out of play. Blue Demons knocked a touch the last. Throw in for Solon. 35 minutes left here. Blue Demons trail. 1-0. Nice challenge in the middle of the field by leading scorer Austin Dahl and Cody Wynn for the Blue Demons. Got a dangerous play apparently called again by the center official. Knee and the foot must have gotten just a little bit too high. There's one that the defender for Solon might have been well advised to let go back to the keeper, but decides to play it out. Tuttle with the ball on the right wing. Playing it back. He plays it back. Looks for McCarty. Finds him. McCarty goes to the ball. Here we go. McCarty's sizing up the field. Where do we want to go? Now would be a good time to reverse the field. Switch the field. He goes back. He goes long for Mason Cox. Stolen away by Solon. Tuttle takes it back for the Blue Demons. Plays it back to... Oh, we get a call there. I missed that call.
It was a handball, I think.
Must call the handball on Tuttle.
Yep.
Handball on Tuttle is the call. Restart for Solon. Nice again. Short, disciplined passing game. Tanner Kellogg gets beat to the ball by the Solon offensive player. Graver comes out and corrals it. No Solon player around to make a challenge on that ball. He corrals it right at the edge of the 18. Header by Solon. Henderson's going to let that ball roll. He's going to go out of play. Now we need more Blue Demons. We need numbers up front, boys. We've got to get that midfield pulling forward. Ball's thrown to the far left corner for Gray. Nice play by Jarrett Paulson for Solon. Clears that ball away from Gray and then brings it back out to midfield. Cody Wynn's going to take the throw right here at the midfield stripe right in front of us. 34 minutes left here in the second half. Blue Demons trail 1-0. Nice throw by Wynn. Gets it up to the corner. Gray lost sight of the ball. Couldn't quite see it over his shoulder. Taken away by Solon. Ball's played down the line and out of play. Great deflection by the assistant referee to keep that ball from going hard into the stands. Nice throw by the Blue Demons. Unfortunately, a missed touch. Cody Wynn deflects it. Three Blue Demon defenders right there. Henderson plays it back, but taken away again by Solon. Solinger now. Taking his time, sizing up the field, seeing where people are going to move to. Nice play defensively by Solon to take Mason Cox away from that ball. Ball's played back by Solon, back to the midfield stripe. Tuttle gives chase, gets outplayed by the Solon player. There was a nice clear out by Austin Dahl, but I think he just got caught for it. We might be calling Shadow Leshen for the retaliation, it looks like. Yep, Shadow's getting a little discussion there. Started with a forearm push from the offensive player to clear space. Shadow decided he wanted to put a little bit more back into him, and unfortunately, at about 21 yards away from the net, Solon now has a free kick.
It's another dangerous spot for the Albia defense here.
This is one that's a goal-scoring opportunity for sure. The free kicks, corner kicks, free kicks down in the box area and corner kicks are definitely the ones the coaches love to see happen.
That was great play set up.
Great play from Ben Reed to, I believe, if my vision is correct, Turner Wentzian.
We just got a mark up on those. That guy was just standing there unmarked.
Handed out of play, fortunately, for the Blue Demons. Still 1-0, but it was a great setup off of the free kick. That ball went out of play before Ethan Gray got a chance to play it back, and that ball was over the line. Blue Demon crowd is working hard to take the different direction coming on that throw-in, but it wasn't going to work. It was clearly out of play off of the Blue Demons. Back into the corner. It's cleared out. Should be a corner kick for the Blue Demons. Here we go. It's 1-0. It's 31:50 left in the second half. This is the opportunity. We've had only one corner kick, I believe, for the Blue Demons today. Ethan Gray's trying to size it up, but I think senior leadership is going to take over. Cody McCarty talks him out of taking that kick. Cody says, I got it. You go set up. I want your foot skills in the box. Go put this thing in. Let's look for a loose ball in front of the net. Cody needs to just play it out in front of the net for a Blue Demon. Let's look for Jordan Crawl's head or Ethan Gray's foot.
I think if we could have set the phone up a little quicker like Ethan Gray was trying to do, that would
have That is one that was a tremendous header from Jordan Crawl. Tremendous header. Hit it right off of the upright. That ball passed out. He had the goalie beat. Unfortunately for the Blue Demons, bounces off the upright, cleared out of play. Let's do it again. Set up a corner kick. McCarty back. Look at Crawl. There's equalizer, folks. Jordan Crawl assisted by Cody McCarty off of the corner kick. 31:02 left in the second half. Blue Demons are tied 1-1. We'll be back. This game just got hot.
Eric, we've said it 100 times over the last couple of years. Corner kick, corner kick, corner kick. You gotta score. Fortunately, Cody McCarty's corner kick found the head of Jordan Crawl, well placed right in front of the net, beyond the outreached hand of the goalie. Set that up from your perspective. You were the guy serving it up last year. How gratifying is that for you as a kicker?
It's pretty awesome just knowing that you did your job and they finished on the other end. But just like Cody McCarty's been thinking all year, you're aiming for that tallest target out there. I aim for Alex Mason. Could be the color almost every time last year.
No doubt about it. We had some great plays. Here's an opportunity for Solon, and that's a great play by Dave Jeffers coming out challenging the play before it got three. It was excellent, excellent offensive positioning there. I remember one corner kick that reminds me of that one that just happened. There was one that we played last 2 years ago up in Nevada. Corner kick goal, Derek Rockwell and Brady Anderson to go to the state tournament for the first time in Albia history. Let's hope that one sets the stage for the third run for Blue Demon State Soccer. Nice shot by Jordan Crawl. Challenge, nice challenge. No call on that one. That's a good call by the official. No contact was called by that. And that was throw-in for the Blue Demons.
Jordan Crawl can't lead the field right now. Yes, stay on there.
Yeah, Jordan acts like he got shaken up as the player took his leg a little bit to the side. And probably he's been nursing a sore hip on the left side. I think that one just went to the right side. There's another challenge. Beautiful challenge by Solon. Knocks the ball away from Crawl, but it's cleared out of play. Cody Wynn's going to take this throw in. Again, we're at 28:30 left here in the second half. Blue Demons and Solon are now tied at 1-1. Off of that corner kick that Cody McCarty found Jordan Crawl placed in front of the keeper. Another Dewey Motor Company substitution. Bobby Belzer comes back into the lineup replacing Andy Henderson. Belzer's had a nice game today. Shadow Leshens with a great game. Cody McCarty's played with the usual intensity that he always does with great skill. Cody went with the throw. Here we go. Finds Ethan Gray all alone up front. Deflected out knee by Solon, deflects that ball away. There's one that just an errant first touch by Solon, gives the ball back to Solinger. Solinger tries to find Cox, it's deflected away, but there's Crawl back to Cox. We've got an open opportunity. Cox is a step shy before the goalie comes out and gets the ball. At least, Derek, we're starting to make our presence felt offensively. We'll win in the midfield stripe a little bit more often. There's one that bounces on to the other end of the field. Collision for the Blue Demons. Solinger makes a great recovery. We have two Blue Demons collided on the bounce. And that had disaster written all over it, but thank goodness Tyler Solinger makes the comeback and saves that ball. Throw in for Solon. Cody Wynn makes the challenge. Now to McCarty. The two Codys go after it. Nice pass back into the center of the field by Solon. That ball's played out by the Blue Demons up front towards Ethan Gray. Let's hope that rolls far enough to get a corner kick out of it. And he saved it. The Solon player saved it right as it's getting to the line. Great play by Andrew West. From Solon. Tanner Kellogg wins the ball in the middle of the field. Now it's to Jordan Crawl. Crawl plays it over to the right side. Taken away by Solon, deflected by Crawl. Now we got an offensive attack for Solon coming. Blue Demons have great defensive position, great numbers. We got 6 versus 4. Nice step in by McCarty to take that ball away, and a challenge by Tuttle. Deflected off of his shins, going the other direction, back to the midfield stripe. Now Solon brings it forward again. They play a dead center of the field. Nice defense by the Blue Demons. Cuts off that opportunity to run for Solon.
Those balls coming across the middle from them are going to be really dangerous for us if they keep coming.
If they keep coming, Solon's going to find that seam eventually, but they're just going to keep working it and working and working it, that's for sure. 26 minutes left here in the second half. Great play by Jordan Crawl with the challenge. Mason Cox with the ball on the right side. Trying to get some good footwork. He cuts to the left on the inside. He comes in to Ethan Gray. Gray sticks a foot out a little bit hard on the touch. Ball gets loose in the box. That was a great opportunity. Good pass from Mason Cox to Ethan Gray. Here comes Solon back the other direction. This is the soccer match that the Blue Demons have not seen recently as a serious back-and-forth offensive match. Most of it's been defensive play all postseason long. Played back into the middle of the field. Great header by Solon. Puts the ball forward and runs through the play. Solinger tried to kick the ball out of play, but it's run through by Austin Hall from Solon. Now it'll be a throw-in for Solon coming out, though, as the Blue Demon Shadow Leshen clears the ball out of play for us. We've got a Dewey Motor Company substitution again. Colton Corpinghouse conveniently comes in on a Dewey Motor Company substitution, as does, I believe, Ben Bakerson.
That's Kale Gray.
We get two freshmen on the field. Misread a number. My apologies to Caleb. Got two freshmen come on the field looking for a little bit of leg, a little bit of energy. These two young freshmen really know how to play. They play on that select team down in southern Iowa that travels all over the Midwest. They're getting a lot of great experience, so we look for great things from those guys moving forward in the next 3 years.
Let's hope Jordan Crawl can hurry up and get back on the field, though. No disrespect to the other guys, but he's been huge out there for us today.
we all know we need Jordan on the field to be successful. That's for darn sure. It just his presence alone, his intensity and his physical strength. We had all 11 men back towards the box, so they gave Solon the opportunity to run one back down. There was Blue Demons got away with the push on that one, no question about it. There's one that should be a call going the other way, absolutely. Climbed up the back half. Austin Dahl climbed up the back over top of Solinger. I think the referee allowed one to go before, and he knew it, so he went ahead and made the call. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, it was ours that they called, not the other way. Ethan Gray with great possession, keeps it to Gleshin, to Caleb Gray, a little bit hard on the touch, goes just a nice touch, though, would have got him a great strike on the net. Keeper saves it, nice play by McCarty, challenges it, we're bringing it right back, Colton Thorpinghouse deflects it. Two Demons versus one Solon player, and the Solon player comes out of that scrum with the ball. Ben Reed, nice play by Shadow Lesh. Boy, if that kid keeps playing the game of soccer, he's going to be something to watch as the years go by. Runs the other direction now by Solon. Solon's looking. They got a man in the middle. They got a man on the right wing. There's a no call. They got a call now. They stopped play. We're going to send it back. Cody McCarty's going to get a yellow card. That, my friends, is a painful call for the Blue Demons. We'll be right back. Tough one. Cody McCarty has to serve his card. We talk about one missed opportunity and how that can happen. Defensively, a letdown can kill you. Offensively, a mental mistake can kill you. While we were away, Solon put one in the back of the net, only to be called back because of an offsides call on the Solon offensive player. I think we were fortunate on that one because we definitely had a defensive breakdown. Had two Solon players free behind him.
Yeah, there was a couple of our defenders were caught out of position on that, and we were just fortunate that. Well, them being out of position may have caught you offside, actually.
Actually, it probably did, because the Blue Demon defenders, whether we're giving credit for it, we'll say they pulled them offsides on a trap. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
Right at the midfield stripe, Blue Demon still tied 1-1 with Solon up here at a tradition-rich school. They're strong. It's just about everything they play, from my recollection. And soccer is no different. State runner-up last year lost to our nemesis, Iowa City Regina. We get another offside call. We're getting the benefits now. Solon is starting to try and press that line a little bit. They know, just like we do, Derek, that you got to press that line to get that advantage. You got to be quick off that play on the ball. And sometimes you get called for offside. Sometimes you might get away with it. And you never know when you get a 1v1 with the keeper.
One of those risk-reward type deals.
That's a nice play off the free kick by the Blue Demons. Unfortunately, Kral's header doesn't find the home that it was looking for, but it was a nice play back on the 18-yard mark for the Blue Demons. Now Solon's bringing it out. Shadow Leshin's got to pick up number 20 on the right wing, and he does. He does a good job running out with him. Blue Demons now setting up. Belzer's got number 8 marked up wisely in the middle of the field. There's another one. The Blue Demons are now, we're starting to see some good pressure by Solon offensively again. They're winning the midfield a little bit more. Kral heads one towards Dorpinghouse. Doesn't quite make it to him. Kral steps in front of the Solon offensive player. Takes the ball away. Nice play by Jordan. That little bit of break, I hope, got him some fresher legs for down the stretch. Belzer plays it back to Cody Wynn. Wynn plays it up to Kral. We got to save that ball, buddy. We got to save that ball, kid. That's one that you step in front of and play it off the chest and play it back towards the field. Caleb Gray gives a nice challenge, but it goes between his legs on the challenge as he's in the air.
Good win by TK on that attempt at a through ball.
Tanner Kellogg plays the ball back up to Caleb Gray. Gray plays it forward towards Dorpinghouse, but it's a little bit long.
Now Tuttle's giving chase, trying to make a challenge on the ball. That was a good challenge by Tuttle. A little bit of contact after the ball went through. Lucky we didn't get a call there, but we're going to have a throw-in. Dewey Motor Company substitution one more time. Broad sponsor through the Blue Demon Athletics year-round. The Dewey is Dewey Motor Company. We got Andy Henderson checks into the game, and I believe it's Shadow Leshen that's going to check out. He's going to be the last man off the sideline, it looks like. Tanner Kellogg was just taking the throw-in. Kellogg to Dorpinghouse on the throw. Stolen away, but back to Caleb Gray. Gray plays it up towards the front line, but deflected by Solon. Kellogg now does play it towards the front line. It sneaks through, but there's no Blue Demon offensive player on that front line with that last defender. Harmlessly to the goalie. Brought back out from the 18-yard mark is the keeper. He challenges right to the edge of that line before he punts every time, and that's a great way to do it. Caleb Gray plays one back forward for the midfield stripe. It's going to roll up the end line. It's going to be a goal kick coming out for the the Spartans from Solon. 19 minutes left here on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. Today's broadcast is brought to you from Solon, where we're playing the number 9 Spartans. State runner-up last year, very disciplined, very tradition-rich soccer program. Goal kick comes out. Headed by Skyler Bennett. Back to Dorpinghouse. He loses his footing on the surface. Loses possession of the ball there being the result. Look out on the backside. Henderson's running with number 4. He's Omar Longu is the guy that they should have been looking for that trip. Henderson was giving him the freedom to run free. Now we play it up the other direction. Mason Cox giving chase, but that speed of the Spartan defensive line pays dividends one more time for them. Mason Cox deflects it back over the end line. It'll be another goal kick coming out. It's hard to sneak anything by that defensive back four that they're running.
Yeah, it's not only their speed, but just their reaction time. They're reacting very quickly to every ball that comes into their back line.
They have terrific game instincts. It's one of those where you look at it and you say, boy, they react. They're there every time you look for a pass. Caleb Grave, back to beautiful flick by Jordan Crawl with the inside of his right foot. Takes it towards the goal. Had a little hook on it. Unfortunately, Dorpinghouse and Cox didn't have enough time to get there before the keeper. A little battle there, won by Solon. Cleared back out by Tanner Kellogg, though. He takes it the other way. Let's hope for a misplay.
We're doing a good job of winning the balls, but we're just sending it right back to the keeper almost every time. Just let him get another punt.
Yep, again, it's a ball possession game for Solon that's causing us trouble, and we're not retaliating with a ball possession game of our own. Guys who control the ball hate to have the ball controlled on them. That makes them work just as hard defensively as what they make the other team. Here comes the throw-in for the Blue Demons again. We're on the offensive third. We got that wind just slightly in our back running. It feels diagonal across the field to me. I'm not real certain which way it's really coming from, but it feels like in this press box it's coming diagonal. But it is kind of, it's helping the Blue Demons. Looking at the assistant referee's flag, it looks like it's almost blowing straight down the field now. Headed by the Blue Demons, Skyler Bettis with the head. Back out, taken control by Solon. They play one up front. Solinger says, nothing doing here. I'm just going to take it back and send it the other way. Wisely plays it on the ground to Bettis. Bettis plays it to Caleb Gray. Gray looks for Mason Cox, intercepted by that sweeper Poland. Bob Belzer a little bit high, a little out of control. No call. Didn't feel that impact the play enough to warrant a call. There's another handball call on the Blue Demons. Mason Cox, as he's running by the deflected ball, he stuck his hand out. Trying to sneak one in, it looked like he was trying to run with it and make the referee think he just took it on his shoulder.
You can get away with it, might as well try it.
We've always said that those handballs are sneaky things. There's a great ball by Solon. Back the other way, Solon just slips. Thank goodness Skyler Bettis comes to the rescue, comes back and gets a song. You lost his footing on there. Looks like kind of a dry surface we're playing on today. That grass is a little bit brown. So it looks like it might be hard and a little bit hard to get some footing. We had several players today that have dropped to the surface when they try to take a step. Solon with the ball now. Plays it back out to midfield. Mason Cox deflects it, takes the ball. They were trying to play a backwards game. Dorpinghouse gives challenge. Nice challenge by Dorpinghouse, but Solon with presence of mind to take a nice short pass back to the next player. Bettis with a good challenge up in the air, headed by Solon back to the midfield stripe. We're going the other way. Now we're getting a lot of uncontrolled kicks right now.
From both sides.
Both sides of the ball, which from a Blue Demon perspective, we're happy that we've taken Solon out of the game a little bit. That ball control will wear you down eventually. We're 15-20 left here in the second half.
Blue Demons are giving chase. Tanner Kellogg looks like he's going to. Yes, he does. He clears it out of play. We're going to keep it here for just a little bit more. We're going to see how this throw-in turns out. 15 minutes left here in the second half with the substitution. Dewey Motor Company substitution one more time. Dorpinghaus checks out. Skyler Bettis checks out. Henderson checks out. We get Leshen, Gray, and
Tuttle, I believe, is the third sub.
Anthony Tuttle. Here comes Solon. A great movement by a couple of players. A couple of the other players stood and watched. Blue Demons didn't have to move much defensively to defend that pass, that throw-in. Another throw into that win. Solinger comes out, chests the ball, now plays it up to Ethan Gray on the right-hand side. Far side of the field from us. Gray plays it to the middle of the field towards Cox. Unfortunately, he misses the stab at the ball. Great pass from Gray to Cox. Played out of play by Solon. Comes the Blue Demons with the throw. Cox throws it in to Jordan Crawl, man coming on his back. Crawl plays it to the middle of the field. No Blue Demon there. Defensively for Solon. Once again, the field was covered beautifully. Caleb Gray with the challenge at midfield.
Solon is looking like a couple runs into the back line here.
That wind is clearly blowing down the field now in our back. That's clearly going to be in our favor here in the late goings of the second half. Caleb Gray takes the ball away from a Solon player and moves it down the right side of the field. Passes to the brother Ethan. Ethan controls to
short crawl.
He just can't quite get there to win that challenge. Now here back to Ethan Gray. Blocked nicely by Solon. Ben Reed steps in front of the play for Solon. There's Bobby Pelzer, gets in front of that offensive player and heads the ball out back to Ethan Gray. Deflected by Ben Reed. Throws it right into the feet of Caleb Gray. Ethan Gray, nice brother give and go there. That's a nice play. Should be a handball call against, apparently not. They feel that was an unintentional handball. And that's okay. Here we go. Loose ball on the net. Ethan Gray can't get to it. Goalie comes out and makes a play on it.
Wynn just carried that one right into the goal.
Just a little too far. Absolutely. Ball's coming back the other direction now. Solon with a nice run. They've got numbers. They've got nice play by Bobby Belzer. Steps up to collect that ball.
Shadow rushing. 7 off the left speed.
Nice little shield by the Solon player. Gains possession. Just bodied Shadow Leshen off of that ball. You don't see that often. Shadow for a small guy, a little guy in height, but boy, is he strong. There's a ball put back into the middle of the field. It's missed by Gravert. It's missed by Solon. Gravert came sliding out trying to get a foot on that ball to deflect it. It was a great centering pass by Solon. That ball is one that Solon's wishing they had back, and I'm pretty sure Gabe Gravert wishes he would have made a little bit of contact to deflect that ball deeper than what he did.
Yeah, he made a good read on the ball, but just stepped too slow on that one.
Stepped too slow. That's exactly right. Here's a throw by Solon down the line. A lot of people play that throw down the line a lot of the times in soccer. Creates opportunities to take it into a corner. They're playing back into the middle of the field. Shot. It was actually passed to the left side of the net. It goes long. We're going to send it back to the studio with 12 minutes left exactly right here in the second half. Send it back to the studio for some quick timeouts. Blue Demons taking their time setting up that goal kick. Rockwell alongside me today. Steve Rockwell here That was a flurry of activity just outside the 18-yard mark while we were break, Derek. I thought we were going to have to mess around and have enough soft touches that Solon was going to find a wing and put a ball on the net. But fortunately, the blue team is getting out of there. That's a great ball for Colton Overgaus. Overgaus is going to have to make an effort to the ball. Quick, cleared out nicely by Solon. That fast defensive line, young man Colton Overgaus, didn't have enough speed in his wheels that time to get to it. But we got a corner kick. Here it is. We know the opportunity. We call it every game. McCarty's going to put it to the center of the net. And we're going to see if Kroc can get ahead on it. Or we have to have the opportunity. Tyler Solon just pulled up. Let's see if Solon can put one in there. Here we go. McCarty. Corner kick with 9:45. He puts it at the net. It's there. It's there. It's Jordan Kroc. Can't quite get to it. Oh, what a save by the goal. By the keeper from Solon, Ethan Gray got the rebound header towards the net. Not quite a goal.
That was a nice header. Had a lot of power on it. And
great header from Gray. Even better reaction from the keeper for Solon to stop it from going in the back of the net. That was exactly what we looked for. We want another one of those. We'll take another shot.
Corner kicks have been the primary scoring source for this team this year, it seems like.
Corner kicks and free kicks have done awfully well for the Blue Demons, that's for sure. And that's what we preach. We teach that as coaches for years and years and years. You got to take advantage of those setups. In the middle of the field, it's back and forth activity here. Ethan Gray with ball to McCarty. McCarty's got crawl to his right. Oh, nice step. Nice step by Solon to knock it away. Excuse me, away from Jordan Crawl.
Solon's on a break here now. Got numbers on us.
They have numbers. The midfield's getting a little bit tired. They're taking time to get back. That's a great challenge by Cody Wynn to deter the offensive threat. Now they're setting up. Look at the run on the backside of the net. You've got to watch that. Number seven, Austin Dahl is a guy I would watch at all times if I were out there. Number 15, Austin Olive is also a guy that you want to keep an eye on. Solinger now bodies it, taps it to McCarty. McCarty back to Solinger. There's our short passing game coming out. Later in the games, we have a tendency to do that more often. Nice little pass up front, a little bit long. Hard hop, takes it right to the keeper. Over the top, so would have been nice if Ethan could have been up there. There's a play back. They're across midfield now is Solon. Deflected by Wynn. That is a probably a no call. That's a tough call. That's a tough one for a no call. From Solon, you think it's probably should have been a foul. From Albion, you think it's a great no call.
Just a little too far on a through ball from Cody McCarty. Looking for Ethan Gray on that backside.
Ethan Gray keeps attacking that back right side. Keeps coming at him. Tuttle put his arms around an offensive player as he was running by. The ball was nowhere to be found, and the offensive player from Solon wanted a call. It's to no avail. There it is. It's cleared out by the Blue Demons. Solon had numbers. They had a great angle set up. Pass from McCarty. That far right corner to Ethan Gray.
Let's see.
He's got a guy to cross to. Where's Thorpe? That's great rebound.
Long reach. Keeper. Long reach from that tall keeper.
That keeper's got to be, I'm going to guess, 6'3", 6'4". Derek, is what he looks like from here.
Yeah.
I've got nods of approval from the Solon crowd that's in attendance here, the guys in the booth with us. Great guys sitting up here in the booth with us today, by the way, helping us out with a little bit of information and set up. But definitely a 6'3 or 6'4 goalie. And that is a terrific save by Shadow Leshen to take the ball away from Omar Longu's foot. He had one where he was just about a quarter of a step out in front of Shadow Leshen, but Shadow got that leg turned just in front of him to keep him from striking at the net. He was alone with the keeper if he gets a shot. Here we go, 6:35 to go in the game. Blue Demons are tied with Solon right now, at Solon. Corner kick throw in for Solon. There's a long attempt at the net. I think the young man number 8 there, Chase Gross, didn't get his hips squared around the way he wanted to get that shot to go out the net. It was a powerful enough kick, it just wasn't accurate enough.
Definitely looked a little disappointed with that attempt from far out.
Yes, he did. I think he had a lane. He had a good look at it. There's a ball, goal kick coming out. Thorpinghouse, unfortunately, it skips under his feet as he's jumping to try crowd. Jordan Cross steals the pass. Now we've got a nice little through ball to Gray. Defended unbelievably well by Solon. Cuts him right off. Taking the other direction. Now we're back across midfield going the other way. 5:45 left. We're tied at 1. Let's see if this is going to turn out to be the 8th overtime game of the year for the Blue Demons, or whether we can pull this one out in regulation. The kick going the opposite direction. It'll be a throw-in
for Sullivan. Not sure. Oh, we're moving the ball back downfield quite a little ways. We're pulling them back to get them in the position where he think where the AR thinks the ball went across the touchline.
It's good for Albia.
Very good for Albia. Keep that ball deep in their territory defensively wherever we can. Back across midfield now for Sullivan. Ball's played up to the leading scorer.
Sullivan's offense is so well.
That is they do. They convert. It's reminiscent of Blue Demon teams from last year, or games from last year, to where you take that ball and you turn it immediately back upfield, and you want to be an offensive threat immediately to make that other team work hard to get back. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, that shot was way wide. Didn't have much of an opportunity once the young man took it. So now we got a goal kick. Gravert places it again, tees it up for Cody Wynn this time. Wynn's going to take this ball, got the wind at his back, plays it up. He angles it to the right, playing it towards midfield, a little bit short, intercepted nicely by Jarrett Paulson, the senior for Solon. Solon's bringing the ball right across the field, left to right, across that midfield stripe. Now they cut an angle to come forward. Belzer with a nice play, intercepts the pass. Belzer plays it forward towards Colton Dorpinghouse. Played out in the box in the 18-yard mark. Jordan Crawl with a nice effort play to come back, steal the ball. Now he's got to find a teammate. You got to get it going the other direction. Lots of jockeying for position. Some hands of both sides. Neither team should complain about that one. The referee made the right call, which was nothing. Both teams were jockeying for position with the hands. There's no reason to make a call when both guys are doing it. Here we go. There's a handball on Solon that goes unnoticed by the official. Back down towards the 18, cleared up, back towards midfield stripe. Gray with a nice challenge, changes direction from the offensive threat. Colton Dorpinghouse gets a little bit of a hand to the head there, but again, no call. There we go. Bobby Belzer better be careful with that obstruction call in the box. That's one where he was shielding a player with absolutely no regard to the ball. I haven't seen that call made twice only in my career. But that's one that can definitely change the game if the referee feels the need.
This should be a bad time to see number three.
We've got a goal kick coming out now. Solon's got a goal kick. That's how quick the action turned on us. Blue Demons took the ball to the other end of the field. Dewey Motor Company sponsoring yet another Blue Demons substitution. Younger brother Adam's not quite up to the high school level yet. Andy Henderson checks back into the game. Replacing Belzer. Solon with the ball now. Again, they're trying that control game. There's one hit high and long. Shadow Lesh is going to not let that one go out. He's going to play it up to McCarty instead. A wise choice, as it turns out. Great left-footed kick by Shadow Lesh. McCarty's right at the midfield stripe. Plays one forward, not quite over the head of the defender, but it was the right call if he did, because Dorpinghouse was on the inside of the left defender. There's one played off to the left side by Solon. Tanner Kellogg fights off Austin Dahl nicely and clears that ball out of play. Here's a throw-in. 2 minutes, 19 seconds left here in the second half. Blue Demons are still tied. 1-1 with the ninth-ranked team in the state. Yet another gutsy performance. Just a gritty, determined effort to get back in this game for the Blue Demons after that 1-0 score to early. Solon's playing the ball into the middle of the field. Austin Dahl hands it towards the net. Softly out there, about two bounces, and Gravert picks it up. Now we're going the other way. Gravert's feeling the wind at his back, and he's saying, let's just get this out of here for this last couple minutes. Brought back nicely by Solon. Number eight, Chase Gross. It is against number eight, Cody McCarty. McCarty wins that battle, clears the ball away. Out of play, it'll be a throw-in. Minute 35 left now for the Blue Demons. We're staring down overtime number eight, if we're not careful here. There's a header by Crawl, back one by Solon. Here comes a run. Look out for number four. Looks Omar Longo's got a beat on it. There's a loose ball in the box. Played it towards Austin Dahl. That ball was played towards an assist, but fortunately that wind hooked that ball even more than what the offensive player did, and it came back to a Blue Demon defender. Cleared out. Here comes a shot back towards the net. Graver's got to worry about that wind. It was playing tricks on it. It looked like a knuckleball floating in towards that net.
And right back towards the 6 yard line.
It didn't look like it was going to go out of play. Graver did a great job standing right by that post so the offensive player couldn't sneak in and flick it back in. Goal kick, 50 seconds left here. Solinger's going to come with it. Let's go. The reality, he puts it right to midfield to Crawl. Perfect placement. Crawl flicks it backwards towards Dorpinghouse. Henderson's playing the ball now. Solon plays, wins it, and plays it right back to the middle of the field. Let's see what Leshen does with it. Leshen takes it, and he says,
Clear it. It's got to go the other way. 30 seconds left. Goal kick. Shadow Leshen kicked it 60% of the field. Down the other end off the goal line. Goalie for Solon sets up, plays it softly just outside the box. Great challenge by Dorpinghaus. Going to make him change his direction. 15 seconds left. I think Solon's playing for either a long run right here. This is it. Leshen loses sight of the ball. It floated backwards. The wind held that ball up. We got 5 seconds left. There's a foul loose at the open set. Nice job by the Blue Demon defense. Cody Wynn to save that ball from going into harm's way. It, time ends. We end the overtime or the regulation period of 1-1. The goal from Jordan Crawl's head pulls the Blue Demons into an overtime game again. Overtime game number 8 this season for the Blue Demons. We'll be right back. We got a 5-minute break here between the regulation and first overtime period. Come on back and listen to this thrilling finish.
gentlemen, welcome back to another hectic ending to the soccer match for the Blue Demons. We're yet again into overtime. As Coach Gravert requested the other night on his post-game interview, he's going to start asking for time and a half for that overtime he starts starting to look for, because he's put a lot of extra minutes into this season. Derek, we've got 10 minutes of soccer here in the first overtime. Do you want the win? Are you back?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Derek Rockwell calls it, and just as luck would have it, as the Blue Demons are walking onto the field, we have the wind at our back here in the first overtime period.
We'll see if my advice is worth anything now.
I believe that this is the situation we want. Solon played a terrific round in regulation, and they also played great offense, great defense. They have a terrific goalkeeper. The Blue Demons have hung in here with this team. And I'd say in the second half of that game, we controlled the ball a little bit better than we did in the first half.
I would use the term hung in. I would say played even with.
Yep. In the second half, I think we definitely played even with. First half, they moved the ball at will against us at times with that wind at their back, but they played a nice, great, well-disciplined ball control game. Blue Demons have the win. Solon has the ball. We're going to start the second half here in a couple of seconds here. Line up on the field for the Blue Demons: Mason Cox, Ethan Gray, Shadow Leshen, Cody McCarty, Jordan Krall in the middle of the field. You got Anthony Tuttle on the right midfield position. Then are defensively set up where Belzer, Wynn, Solinger, and Tanner Kellogg. Best lineup we've got on the field is right now. Here we go. Now Solon takes a break. They're coming at it hard right off the tap. Shadow Leshen stops Chase Gross from going down any further into the corner by deflecting it out of play. There's a great play by Cody McCarty. Great play to step in, get his foot on the ball. Ball rolls out of play. McCarty gets the throw in for the Blue Demons. Nice header. Nice header by Solon, but McCarty comes back and deflects it the other way. Let's see where the challenge is at for the Blue Demons. Mason Cox comes from the backside. Offensive player didn't know where he was at. Cox, unfortunately, was offside. When Ethan Gray stole that pass, he couldn't tip it over to Cox because he was offside. Here we go. Solon's coming back the other direction. The ball's played up into the defensive end for the Blue Demons. Headed by Solon. The ball's going to take a wicked hop. Let's see. Out of play for the Blue Demon throw. And Cross makes the quick throw. Gray's got the passing angle. He's got it. He tips it around the defender. Plays it to the net. Oh! Shot is high by a couple of inches.
No deflection.
No deflection by the keeper. That shot just went high. Beautiful shot. That one was either in the net or high, because that keeper couldn't quite get to that one. It's just out of his reach.
Excellent play by Jordan Cross, too, to take that throw in very quick while the defense is still out of position. Anytime you can do that, you got to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Jordan Crawl, presence of mind to take it, saw the passing angle that he had with Ethan Gray running towards the net with nobody from Solon collapsing on him. Goal kick comes out. Tunnel gives an attempt at a header, but it's a little tall for him. Can't get it. Now Solon's got an offensive opportunity. Coming the other way, big shot by Austin Dahl. Deflects off a Blue Demon defender. That's got to be that looks like it came off a bank. Twice in a row, actually. We've got a lot of... Oh, that's got to be a flagrant foul. That should be a yellow card, but absolutely zero call from the official on that play on Bobby Belzer. That one should have been, in my opinion, from obviously the Blues team standpoint, that was a yellow card because he did not attempt at the ball and he took him out of play. Cody McCarty tries to attempt at the ball. Comes back the other way. Jordan Crawl with a nice deflection on the slide tackle from behind. Wynn now takes a stab at it. Austin Dahl with the ball. Plays it off to the left side of the field. Now they're coming down the far left side, right along the touchline. Solon with possession, plays it into the middle towards Dahl. Wynn gives chase. Belzer gives an attempt at a body shot. There's another one.
We get a call.
That one is a foul on Bobby Belzer. That was one where he knows he got taken out previously and came out. You've got to be smarter than that from a Blue Demon perspective. Let that thing go. You're 28 yards away from the net, roughly, 20 to 30 yards. You can't give him a free kick. Here it is. Another scoring opportunity. 7 minutes left in the first overtime period. Solon's got the kick. It's Turner Wentz has taken the shot.
That's only one they can make.
He's at it. He plays it off the outside of the right foot. It goes right into the Blue Demon defensive line. The wall that they made definitely stopped the action. Now it's played towards the net. Grammer comes out and stops it before Keegan Paisley can get a play on it. Gray giving chase. Runs up the backside of a Solon offensive player. That's going to be problems. The wind's going to hold it up. There's an offside call. Fortunately, an offside call by Austin Dahl. thank goodness that he was offside, because that ball hung up in the wind perfectly to keep it away from the goalie and put it right back at his feet. Great trap again. We'll give the Blue Demon defense the credit for that one. Intentional or not, give them credit. 6:15 left. Solinger takes the kick. He's got the wind at his back. He plays it to Gray over his head. It's going to Gray's giving chase against Andrew Behrens. It's going to be a corner kick for the Blue Demons. Great decision by Ethan Gray to challenge. Here we go. The crowd comes alive. The Blue Demons come to life. Solinger's directing traffic in the backfield defensively.
That's that presence of mind. It's just fight for it and try and get something positive out of something that's going to be nothing for us.
Absolutely. You never say die on a loose ball. You got to force it to happen. The guy from Solon was wanting that ball to roll harmlessly across the line. Make him make a play on it. Here we go. McCarty's set up. He's going to take the kick. Crawls on the backside of the net. He's going to make a run. Got a hand on him. There's going to be a hold if they're not careful. That ball goes at the net. Here comes Crow. Played by the keepers. Oh, what have we got? What did we have for a call on that one?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what the call was. The keeper made a great play regardless, and then it comes out as a free kick anyhow. 2-8 to Gray. The ball comes back. Gray's giving challenge. Played right back to the Solon player. Cody Wynn plays it up. 2 Crawl. Crawl flicks it high in the air. Now we got a 50-50. Headed towards Gray. Solon brings it back. Look out. This is one where it's a foot race. Crawl wins that foot race, and he kicks one. Oh, kind of wide right. Good challenge by Tyler Solinger.
That's a wonderful strike right off the bounce, though, on that overhead ball.
Terrific strike by the leading scorer for Solon off the bounce, as Derek points out. That's one of the most difficult kicks you can get, is to get a good contact on that ball off the bounce. It was a terrific shot. Grabber was diving in and went wide right. 4:40 left here in the second half, in the first overtime, I'm sorry. Shadow Weshin plays one. Unfortunately, he can't corral the goal kick and goes out of play. Throw in for Solon. 4.5 now. Here we go. Look at the throw-in right towards their leading scorer. Just like every good team does, well-coached teams look to their leaders when it comes to crunch time. Leshin's giving chase into the corner. It's to Omar Alongu. Challenged by Leshin. Helzer's coming at the next play. Played by Austin Dahl. There's a play by Grammer. They let the play continue, and then they make the foul call on Belzer. That's the second foul call in the critical area for Belzer.
That was as intentional, though. He just kind of
absolutely
lost his footing and slid right into him.
That one was a good effort play, a good challenge, not intentional at all, nothing blatant. Here we go. We're under 4 minutes to go. They're just about out of the touchline, about 5 yards off the touchline on the corner of the field, at about the 18-yard mark. Robert's sizing up the opportunity here. Let's see where Solon's going to kick it. They have 10 men up here. The Blue Demons have all 11, obviously, to defend that. That's a great chance for Solon to score right now.
If we defend this well, we're going to have to look for a break and try and get something going the other way.
Fortunate for the Blue Demons, the Spartans play one deep, and it goes deep and not onto the head of any player. McCarty with a call. He did get his hands into his back. He got him. I think he got him a foul call. Absolutely it is. Now we've got another free kick coming from just about at the touchline. Same exact spot. Look for the same exact play if you're the Blue Demons. You kind of what? You got a mark up number 7, and you got a mark up any tall body that's in the box here. 2:54 left in the first overtime period. Ben Reed plays one. He's playing the wind. And that one fortunately goes just outside and just against the near post for us. He was trying to hook one up into the wind and get a body on it in front of the net. Blue Demons with a goal kick. 2:30 left. Solinger kicks one. Hard and out of play. Going towards Leshin. He put a hook on it. He didn't want to run the risk of bringing it right back down the center of the field. 2:20. Solon's got the throw in right at midfield. They're calling him forward even further. There's a good header by Leshin. Boy, that young man can get off the floor now. He jumps. He got over top of the head of the Solon offensive player. Another throw in for Solon. Spartans are looking for another attack here. Great throw into the box. A missed kick by the Blue Demons. Played out by Tanner Kellogg. Oh, there's a high kick. A dangerous play called on Solon. We'll take that call, Derek. I'm not sure. His back was to us.
That ball's floating around in the danger zone. We don't like that.
That ball skipped right between Jordan Crawl's legs as he went in the air. And that was definitely a danger area inside of the box. Free kick comes out to Gray. Gray plays it to the right side. Tuttle takes it. Now falling it forward. We got 3-on-4. Pass from Tuttle doesn't quite make it to Gray on the left side. That was a good thought, just not quite the follow-through we were looking for. McCarty's got to be careful. Stolen away by Tuttle again. Good defensive position by Tuttle. Always stay in his position. Crawl's got the ball. Plans a pass right to Gray. Gray's on the left side. Crawl's behind. Great takeaway by Andrew Behrens for Solon. Ball comes up to Belzer. Belzer plays one to Gray. Here's a foot race again. If he can hit him against the ball to the line, he's a step shy. Can't quite get to it over the end line, over the goal line. A goal kick coming out for the Spartans from Solon.
That Williams just gives the ball that actually excuse to get it right just at the end line.
We're at 45 seconds, and you're right. That wind is definitely helping that ball carry either on the ground or in the air. Solon's coming back. They want another push here late in the overtime. 30 seconds left. There's going to be a strip call. Free kick right on the midfield stripe. Cody Wynn strikes to the ball. Doesn't get it. Gets the leg. 30 seconds left. 25 seconds now. There's the ball. They play it before the defense is ready, and he played it, honestly, before his offense was ready. His offensive player stood and watched that one land. Fleshing with a header right to the feet of a Solon player. 15 seconds. Here's Solon with another offensive threat. They're 25 yards away. Plays it into the box. TK, he grabbed it. Pinball's played just wide left. Grabber made challenge. Kellogg challenged. The ball's out of play. Unfortunately, they don't get the corner kick that they awarded as time runs out at the end of the first overtime period. The Blue Demons, yet again, double OT. We dodged a bullet a couple of times in that overtime period. We'll be right back. We got 2-minute break in between the first overtime and the second overtime period, it looks like. Coming right back. We're ready to finish this game. Hopefully the Blue Demons can sneak one in on the second overtime. Welcome back to today's broadcast. Sub-state final action. This is for all the marbles, Derek. This is for the right to go play at County Soccer Complex, the best field that we've personally played on. I understand the new Oskaloosa field is beautiful. But Solon and Albia have not decided the winner yet after 90 minutes of soccer. 2 40-minute halves in the first 10-minute overtime period. Why not? Every other postseason game's gone double OT.
I don't know. They're just trying to keep it going. They've had good luck with this, and why not try it again?
Stick with what works. That's what Coach Jerry Staten in the football program says, that we'll run the same play until they prove they can stop it, and we're going to run with the same formula for success on the soccer field until we prove we need to change something up.
I'm sure the guys are wishing they could get it over with in regulation, though. They look dog-tired out there.
We were just discussing up here in the press box that this sun is bringing out some serious heat. If it was not for that breeze, I think it would be just flat nasty down there on that field. We've got a great setting here. We're overlooking the construction of the newly renovated football and soccer complex that Solon's putting in from my new friends up here in the press box from Solon that have told me it's a multi-million-dollar project. They're putting in a turf surface. They're doing things the right way. Let's hope someday we get that in Albia. Coach Staten, if you're listening, let's get her done, buddy. Here comes the Blue Demons. We have the wind at our face, And we have possession of the ball to start the second half. Let's hope that wind dies down, and let's just hope we just go down and get one real quick right here. Derek, what's the key here? What do we got to do?
We gotta get a break, and we just hopefully we'll be getting a break right here to get a good goal or a corner. No, a corner kick wouldn't hurt anything.
No mental breakdowns right now. No lapses on the field is what it's all about. You just play through this game and play the way you've been taught since you were a little guy. Hopefully we can get her done. We've been through this before many times. We've been all the way through the season. 8 overtime game. 6 out of the last 7, I think. 7 out of the last 8.
7 out of the last 8 now.
7 out of 8. I'm not sure which the number really is, but we're getting to the point now. We get a foul call on Solon for a little bit excessive hip on the shielding call. Knocked Jordan Crawl down. It
takes a lot to do that.
You and I have both seen Jordan an awful lot being in the family and all, and it takes a lot to put Jordan on the ground. So either only one or two things happened. He got hit pretty well, or he wanted to go down. Got to play up to the keeper for Solon now. Solon's going to bring it out. He keeps it low, plays it up across midfield stripe. Back to McCarty now. Blue Demons with a good takeaway on that possession. McCarty from Leshen. McCarty's looking wide right for Mason Cox. Mason's going to have to work hard to get to this ball. Again, great defensive position. It was not a bad ball by McCarty to set it up in a corner.
That's where staying home and being out wide flanking.
Very disciplined soccer squad
really comes into play.
Very disciplined soccer squad we're facing today, Derek. It's one of those that you as an offensive player, you know much more than I do how frustrating that can be. Every time you think you've got a ball coming your way that you can play, there's somebody that finds his way to keep you from it. There's a goal kick out right to the feet of their leading scorer, Austin Dahl, just past midfield strike. Cody Wynn, just a little energetic on that, gets climbed up the backside of a Solon player and takes him to the ground. We're going to have a free kick, foul call on Wynn. 7:55 left in the second overtime period. It's just inside the circle at the midfield stripe. Watch for a break because they've got the wind at the back. I'm going to guess they're going to serve one up long. Gabe Graver's going to have to be ready. There it is. Shot along, and he actually took a shot from about 45 yards out. Put it on the line. Nice-looking ball. A little bit of a knuckleball approach to it. Graver comes out, makes a play on it. Good thing he handled it well.
It's a good idea with the wind at your back. We got strong wind, and he clearly had a strong leg on that.
Absolutely. He put a great strike at the net. That ball just sailed about 10 feet off the ground all the way up to the net, and it just dipped right at the last second. Beautiful play by Solon. There's one played up by Solon towards the goal. Robert comes out nicely and makes the play. 7 minutes to go now here in the contest. The guard has got to be careful in the backfield here. CK comes out, deflects it. It's a throw-in for Solon. Solon with the throw-in. Chase Gross taking the throw. Deflected out by Cody Wynn. Knees it out of there. McCarty comes back. Nice challenge both sides of the play. Cleared out by the Blue Demons. Now we've got an offensive push by Mason Cox. Great decision by Cox to stay home. The defensive player for Solon tried to do a heel kick backwards, and Cox just took it right from him. Throw in for the Blue Demons. Deflected off of a Solon player as Cox kicked it. 6.5 to go in the second overtime period here. The Blue Demons with an offensive push into the wind. Now we've got Tuttle taking the throw. McCarty's on the line back here for an open look. Throw from Tuttle doesn't make it to Cox. Played out by Solon.
Those knees are dog tired right now.
They're definitely wearing down here. There's no doubt about that. This is the opportunity for either team to just movement will create an opportunity to score. If somebody will get caught daydreaming and out of position. Another ball control game for Solon. Solon plays it up. Nice hop for the Blue Demons. That ball bounced directly away from Austin Dahl, the leading scorer. Right into the hand of A.J. Grabber's out of the net. There's a shot. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, high and wide.
He's got to be careful with those rolls. Got the arc defender wasn't paying attention to that roll, and Solon forward stepped right in and passed it to the guy in the center, and he had a wide-open shot.
It's opportunities like that that aren't finished up on by Solon that makes you believe that this is a Blue Demon victory coming on. They've had numerous opportunities that they haven't followed through on. And that's what's happened in a couple of other contests. Oh, unfortunately, we get a handball call against Mason Cox as we had clear opportunity to move forward. Blue Demons have to be on the toes. There's no dallying around defensively. You've got to move back. You've got to set up. Here comes an offensive push by Ben Reed. Missed play by Buzzard. Rush in there to clean up the mess. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, cleared out of to the sideline on the far right side. Played back into the middle of the field. Cleared out by Solinger. Solinger to McCarty. McCarty's playing
top tee against Van Ring, and he challenges and he wins. Now, here we go, Cody. Cody goes up towards Mason Cox, doesn't get there, caught up in the wind. McCarty's got to be careful. We don't want any more yellow cards for that young man. There it is. Great ball control by Cody. Plays the ball up to the right corner. Mason Cox deflects it. James Stelman plays the ball up. There's an opportunity for Solon. Cody wins. Diverts that ball out of play. Here we go. Throw in for Solon. 4:20 left in the second overtime period. Throw in deep into the corner. Great decision by Solon to take it into the corner. Tanner Kellogg's going to give chase. Now he's going to let it roll over the end line. Again, the Solon player conserved his energy. He knew he was going to have to fight. He didn't go hard for that ball because he knew he was going to have to fight the shielding effort of Tanner Kellogg. Probably a lost opportunity for Solon if he works hard at it. But then again, save energy for that next trip. That's a better opportunity. Solon, you're going to take this kick. Let's see where he goes. Out to McCarty near the midfield stripe. Headed straight into the air. Headed back by Solon. Headed by Jordan Crawl. Opportunities for both teams are missed with the headers. They didn't control them well. Nick Brown, good foot skills. Playing short. Oh, there's a push. There's no call. Now we've got a loss of advantage, loss of possession. They bring it back for Jordan Crawl. Gave him a little push to the hip. It was a good call. Good call. The officials are right on top of it. Nice play there. Nice challenge by Bellman. Shadow Weshin brings the ball back out. Here we go. Solo setting up. Tanner Kellogg with the missed kick, trying to get that leg too high in the air, blow the ball off the body and let that thing go down to the ground, son. Here we go. Ethan Gray plays the ball out. Wind holds it up in midfield. Now we got Ethan Gray. Play it off your chest, down to his feet, and here we go. Plays it to the left, turns, nice little spin back to the right, towards the center of the field. Didn't get it to Mason Cox. That's one where we needed an intermediate pass, possibly, Derek, to set things up a little better.
Yeah, he's got to work through the levels. There's midfielders for a reason out there.
There's a foul called against Belzer again as Chase Gross was making an effort towards the net. Foul call against Belzer. We've got a free kick. Again, right about even with the 18-yard mark, maybe about 20 yards away from the goal line, against the touchline on the sideline, far side of the field. Let's watch to see where this ball goes. They've got the wind. They've got the positioning. Here it goes into the middle of the field, and there's Jordan Crawl. Gets up off the ground. Tall guy gets the header and pulls it out. Wow. That's a good shot from 30 yards out by Solon. Deflected by Gravert up and out of play. That was a really terrific strike. We've talked about that numerous times. Those shots from a distance make your defense think twice about where they can be. Corner kick for Solon. Buck 55 on the clock. They play one right on the line. Right there, Gravert's got it, though. And it never came in bounds, and it came back right at the last second. So that's a kick. That's a kick that the Blue Demons are happy to have from Solon. There's one that Solinger with the goal kick, plays it to Tuttle. Tuttle to Kellogg. Kellogg says, let's go to the other end of the field. Here comes Mason Cox giving chase. Nice touch pass by Solon. They're moving the direction towards the middle of the field. Deflected by Jordan Crawl. Again, right to Ethan Gray, middle of the field. Nobody there. Oh, there's a great attempt at a shot. Distance shot by Gray, deflected by Andrew West from Solon. Nice defense, stepped right in front of that shot lane. Then, I believe it was McCarty that put one over the end line, trying to take a shot. 1 minute left here in double OT. Number 9, Solon, tied with Albia today, up at Solon. Oh, that's a dangerous header, son. Better find it. DK tried to head one and went straight in the air, and he lost sight of it. Oh, that's another one. That's another call. Blue Demons. Anthony Tuttle with the shoulder. A little too aggressive after the ball of the way. The Blue Demons have to be smart. We're giving them too many plays here at free kicks. 30 seconds left. They're just at the touch line, touch of the circle, at the midfield circle. Headed by Gray, dangerously back towards the net. Comes out. There's a shot by Solon. Saved by Gravert, deflected out of the net. 15 seconds to play. Gravert would be very wise to stuff this ball in his pocket as long as he can, and he does. Played it to the midfield for McCarty. Now let's just kick that ball out of play. 5 seconds. There we go. Now we're at the other end. There's no threat coming back for Solon. Clock runs out. Double OT has expired. Blue Demons and Salen are headed for another one. Come on back. We got a quick timeout. Let's see the end of this one. Let's see how the Blue Demons fare in this ending to another double OT shootout game. Here to tell you, Keith Little and I are just having a conversation as to where he should be standing for this BK shootout, because he's got to be the man of luck. I'm in the same spot every game. He's got to be in the same spot every game that we win. That's the way I'm calling it. Derek, you've been through it. You've lived it. These guys standing in the center of the circle. This is a best of five type of situation. From a shooter's perspective, what's going through your head?
Don't miss.
That's the piece of wisdom from a young man that's been there.
Well, usually you have your spot picked out before you go up there. Every time I shot him in practice, I shot him to the same exact spot. Every time I went into a game, shoot him to the same exact spot. And you just got to hope that the goalie doesn't choose your spot.
Absolutely. I think it's right. With a keeper like we saw against Williamsburg, tall, lanky guy, keep the ball on the ground. We've got the same situation here again. Tall, lanky guy in the net. Let's see if we keep him rolling on the ground.
As luck would have it, Solon draws first kick. We get to see what they've got right here. Ben Reed is the first kicker for Solon. Jordan Crawl takes his traditional spot in the net for the shootout.
Not in any hurry.
Jordan Crawl, the kicker. I've said it 100 times over the radio now. He's taking his time. He's adjusting his gloves. He's playing with the Velcro. He's talking to the official. He's doing anything except allowing that kicker to feel any comfort at the line. It's an 11-yard kick. That penalty mark is right at 12. Sorry. It's right at that. So now we've got a kick. Play to the right. Beautiful kick by Ben Reed. Jordan to the left. Jordan was almost motionless. Jordan's streak of consecutive blocks in a shootout is now gone.
However, he's still the man in the net as far as I'm concerned. I take no one instead of Jordan Crawl in the net. Kind of a comforting feel when we're standing here looking at the Solon keeper stand there and just lap the crossbar.
Yeah.
He standing on his feet, folks, and that gives a visual of how tall this young man is and what kind of wingspan he has. Ethan Gray's the man. He's going to put this ball right in the back of the net right here. We're going. The keeper says he's ready. Gray now is ready. And there it is. He peeks in front. Keeper dives right with a kiss. And Gray puts it right over top of where the young man, the keeper, was standing. 1-1, folks. We've got four more to come, just like that, we hope, from the Blue Demons.
Jordan is just to the side now. He likes to try and read them, but these kickers are just too good to get a read on it.
Jordan Crawl definitely likes to read those kickers as they're coming up. With good scorers like Solon has, Solon is a very disciplined, well-skilled soccer team. And I'm here to tell you, he may just have to go with gut instinct and reaction on this because he's going to have to guess. These guys are going to put the ball off the inside or outside of the foot. They're going to play it left or right either way. Here we go. Crawl took his time again. Obviously, we had a good conversation about what they should do. Leading scorer for Solon, Austin Dahl, puts the ball low left. Nothing at all Crawl could do with that one. Solon's up 2-1, folks. Hang on to your hats. Mason Cox is up.
That's as good as a PK, as you'll see.
You aren't going to get any better than that. It had force. It had a lot of strength on it when he shot it, and it was as accurate as you need to be putting it in that low left corner.
Bouncing off the back post of the goal, coming right back out.
That is as good as we've seen during this postseason, I'm going to promise you that. Shadow Leshens was nice to beat Williamsburg, but that one was that thing at Bart. Mason Cox takes the stripe now to take his kick. Let's see where he goes. And he does it too. He's squeezing to the left. The keeper read it, and Cox put just enough oomph on that shot to tie it up again.
We're seeing some great PKs so far.
I'll tell you what, it is soft as some were the other night against Williamsburg. I think the nerves were in the system there, making them not get good square kicks on it. Tonight, all four of these kicks have been unbelievably strong so far. And it's not always about the speed of the kick. It's not the placement. You got young guys listening out there, it's placement of that kick we want you to work on. Never look at your keeper while you're shooting, and never give away the spot that you're going to shoot when you take a PK. Here you are, number 20, Jarrett Olson, a senior. Up to kick for Solon. Crowd goes deadly quiet. There's a kick, soft kick, wide right. He put him to the left, and he just opened his foot, put it off the complete instep of his foot, and placed it on the right side of the net.
Hit that side netting. Even if he goes right, there's not much he can do to stop that.
Zero Jordan Crawl can do with that one also. Jordan's getting a new lesson in PKs tonight. This
yes,
is definitely
sir.
Different than what we've seen any time before. Here he goes, 3-2 Solon. This is way different than what we've seen in the past. It's been like a 1-1 or 2-1 at the end as guys have been blocking shots left to right in PKs. Now we've got Shadow Leshen. 3-2 is the tally right now. Solon's taking one additional kick. Shadow Leshen comes up. Let's hope this guy doesn't realize he's a left-footed kicker. And Shadow shanks it left. He pulls it just wide left. It was a great kick, just a little bit left. Shadow's got his hands on his head, wishing he had that one back. But I'll tell you what, it was a nice attempt at the shot for Shadow Lesh. Just got a little too much hook on it. It's 3-2 going into the fourth kicker for Solon. Now we have Turner Winston to take the next kick.
Jordan Crawl is going to have to come up big on this one. We need one to stay out of the back of that net for us to have a chance.
Turner's got 3 goals, 5 assists on the year. We're not worried about assists here. We're worried about the kick going into the net. Jordan Crawl's trying to read where he's at. The young man's wise. He stands directly behind the ball. Let's see where he goes. There's the kick, and it's just past Crawl. Jordan was frozen by that one. I'm not real certain that he ever saw that ball come off his foot. This one is unbelievably critical. Unbelievably critical. We have a freshman
up to the ball.
Colton Dorbinghouse at the net, at the stripe here, to take the shot at the net. It's 4-2 right now. The Blue Demons have to score. If Dorp makes it, we're still in this contest. If Dorp misses it, we're going home and Solon advances in it after a well-played contest. Here he is, Colton sizing up this net, see where he's at. He approaches, he kicks, and he goes right! 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 Right!
Dalton Building House goes wide right. The last two kickers missed. Unforced errors cost the Blue Demons in this one. Stalin advances. Let's take nothing away from Stalin. That was a terrific soccer team we just played. Give them all the credit. Their goalkeeper kept them in the match with a couple beautiful saves earlier in the second half. And unfortunately for the Blue Demons, destiny was not on our side today. Derek, that one is bittersweet for Solon because I'm pretty certain they appreciate the effort that Albia put on the field today.
Definitely. That was a well-played game on both sides.
Unfortunately, we take a loss in double OT. PK shootout. The Blue Demon season comes to a sad end today. But tomorrow, Derek, I think you'll agree with me, we're going to miss Jordan Crawl, Tyler Solinger, Cody McCarty, and Ethan Datweiler, who was absent today again. But the future is bright with all of the other classmen. Young guys.
What is this?
Young guys, if you're out there listening, sign up for soccer next year because this team has some serious talent. We're gonna end the broadcast here. Congratulations to Gary Graver. He comes up just short in his approach for his 100th victory. He still stays at 99 wins in his career. Thanks to Scott Fry. Thanks to Joe Millage for putting this broadcast together and making it possible at KIIC. And especially thanks to you listening and all of the sponsors that make it possible. Thanks again, and we look forward to next season.